We've got you sorted here on 2SER. Have you heard of the Inner West Jazz Festival? It's happening on Friday and Saturday. And to speak more about it, we're joined by Lawrence Pike. Good afternoon, Lawrence. How are you doing?
I'm very well, Sean. How are you?
Great. Can you first off tell us, what is this festival? What is the Inner West Jazz Fest?
It's a festival that myself and my colleague Clayton Thomas established 2 years ago. This is the third edition this year. And it's a like community-run event. It's run by the musicians and volunteers. And it sort of was formed out of a need for a space and a platform for this music and this community to present its work, basically.
So it happened, you started it 2 years ago. Mm. Does that mean this is the third year of the festival?
Third year this year.
Oh, wow. Happy third birthday.
Thank you.
And why did you decide to start this festival?
We loved the space. The space, the Annandale Creative Arts Centre is where it's on Johnson Street. It's used regularly. There's a group of volunteers who put music on there every Thursday night called Johnson Street Jazz. And it's a variety of music, you know, kind of loosely in the sort of jazz and improvised creative music realm. And, you know, we'd performed there a bunch in various guises. And we felt like as a venue, it was really underutilized and it had a good location and everyone knew the space. So we thought, well, there's two stages. We can put on a great festival here. So,
oh, great.
We took it upon ourselves to do it.
Is there anything else that's special about this venue?
It's an old church. So it's kind of like a decommissioned church space. So the main hall is like has a nice big church space. Then out the back, there's like a dance studio space where we do sort of more like acoustic, smaller performances.
Yeah, yeah.
So the crowd kind of moves between the two spaces and we have food and merriment and memories.
Normally, Lawrence, when I go to like a gig or something like that of the like a festival, it's always a sound that you'd notice about a place. And what's the sound like at this place?
Well, there's a bit of a sort of slightly churchy...
Oh, cool. That's awesome.
...like quality to the main hall. It is carpeted, though, so it's not like...
Yeah, yeah. Well, you got a bit of it. If it is like that.
But, you know, the music is largely based around sort of acoustic music, you know, with some amplification, obviously. But, it's a great event, and it's going from strength to strength. So, I'm, just here to spread the word and... get people sort of connected to this music that's being made in Sydney, and the festival's a chance to kind of represent like a cross section of different artists that are making really interesting work in our community, basically.
Yeah, you're selling it to us so far. For people that want to go down and actually experience it, can you describe the atmosphere during the event and why people should actually, you know, get off their bums and come out and see this festival and enjoy some jazz in the Inner West?
Well, I mean, I love the fact that this music, you know, improvised music, jazz music, creative music is a very human music. It's really about experience and being in the room and being present with other people and experiencing this stuff. And, you know, that's sadly a thing that's kind of getting a little lost in our culture. Like in previous years, you know, I've seen people crying at the gig, and it's just from the, you know, from the experience and the music, but also like you get a real sense that you're part of something, you know, at these events.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. So we want to kind of, you know, uphold the idea of, you know, being present at these sort of, you know, community-based.
Why do you think that's getting lost here in Sydney or across?
It's just
like
getting lost. Well, it's... that's a very big...
I know. We could speak about this for a long time.
Yeah, there's a whole TED talk in that.
Now we're changing to a TED talk.
You know, we live in a very disconnected culture. You know, reality is being fragmented increasingly by the internet and by all sorts of things. So, you know, we feel like a real strong sense of urgency to uphold the idea of what this music kind of represents and offers. And I guess that's why we put this festival
on. Like you were saying, it's weird the way the world's going. Like today I saw a baby in the pram on the phone, and this kid looked like younger than 2 years old. And that's quite scary, you know?
When you got a call, you got a call, you know?
Yeah, I know. Anyway, if you're just joining us right now, my guest is Lawrence Pike. He is the festival co-curator. It's the festival he is co-curating. It's called the Inner West Jazz Fest. It's happening this Friday and Saturday, and we've been speaking about the festival and where it came about. This is its third year, and I've got the festival card in my hand right now. There's a great list of bands, Lawrence. There's Heaps Grass, you know, you were saying Simon Baker. There's so many bands. I could go on and on, but who are you most excited to see?
I'm looking forward to everyone because there is a lot of great music. The one band in particular I'm really looking forward to is joining us actually from Tasmania. They're one of our first interstate guests is a duo.
Oh, who's that?
A duo called Dogs of Pleasure.
Oh. Who,
I mean, it's a really diverse range of music that all loosely draws on improvisation as a kind of core tenant, I suppose. But these guys are kind of drums and guitar duo that do like quite visceral and intense, kind of almost like waves of sound, but sort of minimalist punk jazz. I don't know how, wow. how you describe it.
How do you even find them? They're from Tasmania.
I've heard of them, know of them. They're great musicians, and this is a project that's been happening the last few years. Yeah, but I think they don't get up to Sydney very often. So we're really excited.
That's
to have
so cool. And as a curator of this event, you know, you've probably had to go through so much music to pick these bands and artists to come play. What's the criteria for you when you pick these bands?
Look, generally it's who is active on the scene and got something to say. I mean, we tend to want to present people who are present in the scene and doing the work, you know, to some extent.
So you reward the people that are putting it in.
Well, reward is maybe wouldn't put it that way necessarily, but it's like we want to
support.
Yeah, we want to sort of represent a cross section of you know what's happening in the scene, basically.
I like that.
You know, you're not necessarily going to get, you know, jazz standards or kind of, you know, old-timey jazz. I don't know what people... Jazz is such a loaded and broad term but I mean, this music covers, whole gamut of you know, styles, I suppose you might say.
I know what you're trying to say, like a slice of the scene that's happening right now in this moment in time.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's important because it is a living music. It's always evolving, so we want to try and represent what's happening right now in the scene.
And unfortunately, this event only happens one time a year. Why do you think it's important that more events should happen like this throughout the year in Sydney?
Again, it's a living culture, I guess.
You know?
You have to play the music for it to kind of thrive and exist and develop. So, jazz music is very much about a thing that happens in front of an audience. So it needs outlets, you know, for it to develop. It's the language. It's a language. It's an ongoing conversation, you know, more so than things that are sort of being written in stone, you know. And it reflects the environment. It reflects the community. It reflects the culture, you know. So in a really unique way that other art forms don't necessarily, you know.
That's right. So you think that there needs to be like more of a more support for the scene. Is that what you're trying to say?
There always needs to be more
support.
Yeah,
I know what you're saying. I know. I'm just trying to like figure out like.
I think it's more that this. I think it's more that this music has a lot to offer people that may traditionally have not necessarily considered jazz as something that might be for them. It's actually quite deep and broad and diverse community.
Now I kind of get what you're saying.
You know, as an experience, as a listener, for any kind of music lover, it has a lot to offer, you know?
Yeah, of course. Like, people probably think in their head, as growing up, you're like, oh, jazz just sounds like that.
Yeah.
But jazz is so open-ended and there's so much different styles. And as you were saying, so much things happening in the scene that people need to get amongst. Lawrence, thank you so much for joining me this Wednesday afternoon. And all the best with the festival this weekend.
Thank you so much. If anyone's interested, innerwestjazzfest.org is where you can get tickets.
That's where you get your tickets.